The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Coach, good morning. I appreciate you being here this morning. There's really, you know, whenever I think about these shows, you know, you always think about these tough ones that you have to have, but there has to be a lot of positive things to take away from last night, too. You guys, with an opportunity to win a football game there late, things didn't work out for us. But you had an opportunity to go out there and go to Franklin and beat the number two team in 2A football. And in my estimation, I think we had the better team, though it didn't shake out for us last night. Coach, what are your first thoughts this morning?
No, you know, as a coach, or I'm sure even as a player and a fan this morning, you kind of go back and you replay everything that took place. You know, the whole game can be summed up in the last 5 minutes. I mean, you had – you know, great defensive stand, had two picks back-to-back. One of them, you know, obviously got called back for pass interference, but to take the other one, you know, you can't dream it up any better for your quarterback. Just did a great job, you know, leading us down the field, got us down there where we needed to be at, actually scored, you know, got the touchdown called back, got points taken off the board. That's never a good thing, you know, when you get to that situation, but still, those kids continue to fight. You know, even as I look back at it last night, I wouldn't have changed anything on the play calling. You know, having McKinley in the shotgun, you know, we'd called that timeout, and there was no doubt we wanted the ball in his hands. Had done a good job managing the game for us. Dylan Hannett at fullback was blocking well. I think all of our receivers touched the ball on that drive. I thought he did a good job distributing. Our line did a good job picking up the stunts because they were throwing everything they could at us, and you know, the last play that we have on offensive side, we run it back to the left side in hopes of scoring, but also in hopes of getting
centered
back up for the, you know, for the field goal. So as a coach, you know, you look back on it, is there anything you would change there? I think we did everything right. I think we did everything we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win it. You know, you hear that football is a game of inches and feet, and unfortunately we were wide right by about a foot. You know, so unfortunate for our kids, but I thought that we did everything and our kids did everything that they needed to do to get a win. Certainly don't think anything was taken from us. You know, the opportunity was there for the taking, and we just missed out on it, but couldn't be any more proud of our kids for continuing to fight to do those things that you know, as a coach, you asked them to do in those late ball games. And we had talked all week that it was going to be a four-quarter game, and you know, little did we know that it was going to come down to the last 2 seconds.
You mentioned before we got on the air that the gamut of emotions that played out for everybody that's associated with us, whether it's for your players, for our fans that were there, for your coaching staff, for the broadcasters and the people listening at home, you know, everything went through our minds there in a 5 minute period of time, and that's pretty stressful. How do you feel like that sort of plays out for you and your football team as you go down the line, though?
You know, as the game finished, you know, obviously your heart goes out to your kicker, and then it goes out to your seniors and to the rest of your team. I thought our coaches did a good job gathering our players together after, you know, all of that took place and tried to regroup a little bit. I actually stayed down there on the field for quite some time. We went ahead and ate and, you know, sit on the field and let our kids be with our parents for just a little bit, and then just came back before we decided to walk up the locker room.
Right.
I was able to gather the kids back together again after we had gotten calmed back down a little bit, and you know, was able to give them some good news out of the whole situation. Defensively, we held them to 118 yards rushing from the stats that I got.
Right.
Held their back to 30 carries, were 95 yards.
Right.
So again, we have yet to give up a 100-yard rusher, which I think was huge because he had 30 carries last night.
Right.
And we knew we were going to get that. Gave up, you know, a few yards passing more so than what we would have wanted to. But, you know, proud of my kids. I thought our coaches had a good game plan together. You know, we figured out real quick that we weren't going to be able to have the running game that we had hoped to have. Had to step back and try to take advantage of some mismatches out wide. Thought Jesse Anderson's touchdown catch early in the game was
brilliant,
spectacular.
Yeah.
McKinley dropped it in the hole on it, and line did a good job blocking. Thought our backs did a good job running when we asked them to. It was just a game that went back and forth. At the end of the day, it was 14-13. Franklin is a very good football team. Certainly nothing for us to hang our heads about, but two evenly matched teams that went head to head, and they ended up getting the win.
You're talking about some things, and we'll go down the line this morning and talk about those things. One of the things that occurred to me last night that I said during the break to Chuck there right before we went out there to kick that field goal is that I thought it was critical that we got a good snap off and that the guys up front did their job and gave us a chance to get the football in the air. And they did that right after having to deal with a mixed extra point earlier in the game. What was the conversation like just before we went out to make that field goal? Was that a point of emphasis for you?
Well, it was. And, we had two timeouts left. We'd worked the ball back to as close to the middle as I thought we could. Got the clock rolled down to 2 seconds and called the timeout. Obviously, we went over the block, and some of the people and the fans may not have realized we lost Cody Mashburn early in the game, who was on a lot of special teams for us and had to make some adjustments. Obviously, Cody was on that one as well and had to make sure everybody was in the right places, to get tied down and to keep them from getting through. I thought the snap was good, hold was good. Nine times out of ten, Nathan kicks that thing right through. And I thought he did a good job on the kickoffs. I thought our special teams were pretty sharp. I don't know what Jesse's average was on the punt, but
he had a 63-yarder that changed field position. I thought was a key play in that game.
He did a really good job for us punting, and made Franklin have to drive the field on a lot of occasions. And I just thought it was just a well played ball game by our kids. We got put in a hole a couple of times on some field position stuff, but just felt like our kids just came out and continued to fight. And obviously we had a couple of three and outs right there that was disheartening and put our defense back on the field, but they didn't break. Our defense went right back out there and got after it. And, like I said, to hold a back that good to under 100 yards on 30 carries, I looked back last week and I think, Jagger Gardner from Owen had 32 carries for 459 yards. And I'm sitting here thinking we held this from a 95. Good back, very physical ball game. You look back at all of those things. I know their kids were wounded and tired just like ours were. Certainly would have loved for ours to experience that win. But, we learned a lot about ourselves last night. And, hopefully it will make us closer. And when we get in that situation again, we'll be able to finish it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Can you believe it? Hometown Hardware celebrates their first anniversary this Saturday from 10 until 2 with fun and games, refreshments, and door prizes. Join in! Plus, October doorbuster sale items like medallion paint from Valspar. Hometown Hardware now makes Sidewinder mill keys and key fobs. And you can lay away larger items for the holidays. All at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill, open 7 days a week.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up, get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. One of the things I want to talk about, last night, I thought we did a good job defensively. I thought that they were never really able to get on track in terms of their running game. I mean, I could probably think of a dozen plays where right there in the interior line, we did everything we needed to do to not only hold them but drop them for losses on some of those carries. And look, this was a different kind of team running the football. Everybody they put in that backfield in that offset eye or that power eye, those were big kids. They were physical kids, the kinds of kids that you would think of when you thought about football in Western North Carolina in terms of running. But we did a really good job stopping the run last night. I thought, you're right, we had a good game plan going in that ended up being well executed in terms of not allowing to have any big plays really in my mind at all. I can't think of anything that was a big play more than 15 yards. Anything that they got over 10 yards or so was, you know, maybe you're making a run after a catch on an out or something like that. But you guys had a good effort out there defensively.
You know, I thought our kids just played extremely well. And we knew we were going to have to wrap up, especially as big as the backs were. You know, tailback sitting back there, I think they got him listed at 230. The Higdon kid who they got back from the injury played fullback last night. You know, that kid sitting there at 240. And we're out there tackling him with Trevor. And, you know, Trevor's probably sitting there about 160. And you're talking about Badre, that's about 130 right on a good day. And you know, Dylan Hanna and Colton Shuler at the linebackers and Lucas Hall and you know, just I thought our kids did a really good job. We did a really good job up front.
Yeah.
I thought the linemen did a good job getting off blocks, you know, clogging up the middle. Anytime they had ISOs, I don't think he had many positive yards when they were trying to go between the tackles. Other than one fullback trap, I think Higdon got about 10 yards. But other than that, we were making everything have to bounce. He was
right,
having to go to the sidelines. And, you know, that allowed us to be able to get better hits on him and take him down. And, you know, it's you're almost speechless. You know, you get in a game situation like that, and I've been fortunate enough to be on the winning side of some games and some losing side of some games on at the end of ball games, but I've never been on one that you just felt like everything was finishing just like you wanted.
Exactly.
You know, I just thought our coaches did a good job. We managed the clock. We got it down to 2 seconds. We're on the 2-yard line.
Yeah.
And what else can you say?
Yeah.
Good job by our defensive guys too right there. Last series against Franklin, we made one adjustment late in the game on a coverage, and you know, we were able to get that pick, and I think that really helped us out. You know, felt like we were going to have to do something right there.
Yeah, he seemed to be a little bit more confused, because there was really two interceptions right there in that on that end of the field. He was a little bit more confused right there, and I think you guys did a good job disguising what you were doing, didn't you?
We did. You know, we had that timeout right there, and was able to talk to our kids, and we changed to. Changed the coverage up a little bit there. I mean, as the referees were talking about a penalty, and we're able to talk to our DBs, and I think that really helped us out. Obviously got the interception, and you know, led to that exciting finish.
Go to the other side of the football right there. You know, you want to go out there and establish the run game, and we had a difficult time doing that, I think, early. But you were able to make those adjustments that you always want to make. And, again, we mentioned this earlier, but Kenley had a very efficient night throwing the football, spread it around to everybody. I continue to be really impressed with the way our kids just go get the football. He's putting it in a spot, and they're going up and getting it. I know on that touchdown there in the first half that Jesse Anderson had, that was tough for us to see from our angle. The only thing I was worried about was him getting in. But he beat 3 or 4 Franklin players. He wanted it worse than they did, caught it with his hands, and made it happen. So your guys are making adjustments and doing what they need to do to move the football last night, particularly in the second half.
You know, we got the matchup we wanted. Franklin had actually switched their corners, and we felt like they were going to and put their best corner on Jesse and Trey Maslin, which is what they did. And, you know, they gave us a little cushion to start with, and we were able to get him, you know, some short passes. They would get that corner to bite and scoot up a little bit. And I think, Jesse, I think there was 2 plays back-to-back, and the second one was obviously the touchdown. But, you know, good job by him. And the receivers and the quarterbacks have got to have confidence in each other. And, you know, ours do right now. I don't think if our kids got a hand on the ball last night, I think we came down with it. I don't think we have, but maybe 2 incompletions or 3 all night.
Yeah.
A couple of those were high balls, but I mean, if our kids were close to it, they were catching it. God, the kids were in, you know, loving the moment. That what a great experience for those guys. You know, obviously, I just wish they could have come out and been able to enjoy that win after such a great play ball game.
In terms of what's left in the tank, in terms of things that you guys can do down the road, there's got to be some pieces that you'll put in as you need to put them in. How much of that kind of thing is still possible?
You know, there's still some things left. Obviously, we got to go back and watch the film, and we've got to do a better job establishing a run game. We weren't able to do that much last night, but, you know, that's a little bit of a credit to Franklin. They're pretty good on the defensive side, always have been, really. And, last night they proved that up front, and we were just having a little bit too hard of a time in there. Another thing you look at, we got Dylan Hanna going both ways at linebacker and fullback. That's tough. We had to be able to spell him at some point and, you know, put Vidre back there and go in a one-back set to try to rest some kids. You know, we all know we're thin at that position right there at the linebacker position. Right. So there's a lot of things that go into the game planning and in the moment. You know, you're seeing your kids and what can we do to help them and get them in the right positions and to be, you know, winded and ready to go for the next play. And like I said, I was very pleased with how our kids and our coaches managed the game, especially late, the 5 minutes. I know Zeke was talking earlier, and he was mentioning that his wife didn't understand how come we were, you know, taking our time on that last drive. And you know, hitting people who've been around it long enough knew we were trying to milk the clock. We didn't want to score too quick. We wanted to make sure we got down there and didn't give them opportunity to get the ball back.
It felt like an NFL game. You don't ever give the other team, and it seems like every game in the NFL is decided on the who's got the ball last, but it felt that way, that you were trying to do everything that you could to have the football and score inside a minute, and it all worked out absolutely just perfectly. We talked earlier, we had an interception that gave us the ball back in the last third of the fourth quarter right there. We would have ended up with the ball at the 15-yard line going in with, 5 minutes left, but we were called for a block in the back, and that backed us up. But it really kind of worked out good for us that they were able to use that 5 minutes to move that short field from the 40 in and only have just a few seconds left before that last play.
You know, I don't know if you can ever look back at any ball game and say that you can sum it up in the last 5 minutes, of a game. If you can have that conversation, then you know it was a pretty special game. And you go back to start with the interceptions. Defense got the stop. We had a fourth down situation. I had even forgotten about last night till I got back home and, got to watching film. We had a fourth and one, that we converted on there.
That's right.
Tried to get them to jump off sides. Coaches were smart enough. We called a play in the huddle.
Right.
After we tried to get them to jump off sides, we gave McKinley the option to change the play to get the first. Thought he did a good job of making that check. And he did a good job all night. We put some stuff in this week to allow him to make some checks, and because of the stunts and the things that they gave us to be able to get it out wide, and thought he did a really good job.
He gets it. He understands, doesn't he?
He was managing the game well last night for us. And it was all the way across. Our kids on both sides of the ball, just we played within ourselves. We let the game come to us. We never got too high. We never got too low. Even on the scores, even on the extra point that got tipped, that we didn't get. Coach Rodon, when I was talking last night, I think it was about 10 minutes on the clock when we scored. And, we always line up in what we call the bucket and look at a two-point play.
Right.
Ben and I were talking, we're like, it's just too early. It's too early to try to win one right now. Let's get the 1 point that's tied up. Even as I go back on it and it gets blocked, I still think we made the right decision there. If we don't get it on a 2-point conversion and we've tried it and we lose, I'm sitting back kicking myself, putting our team in that situation. So, even on that instance, I think our coaches got together. We made a good decision on that. Like I said, it played out like you want it to play out.
Just a few seconds there, I guess, before next week. But I wanted to ask, and you've already alluded to this, but there's a lot of things in a football game and in that environment that you can't control. You can't control the crowd. You can't control the officiating. And you've talked already about how well your kids have managed that emotion, particularly in a foreign environment where they've got, really a lot against them. I mean, it's always tough to be in that sort of enemy territory right there. They really managed that well, didn't they?
I thought they did. I thought our kids held their emotions in check most of the night. I know we had a couple of penalties early in the game, but nothing, out of the ordinary for us. And the kids got settled back down and, just played well. I was a little bit disappointed in some of the things that took place right before halftime. But, you know, that's part of the game as well, and certainly I'm not going to get into much details on that, but thought our kids did a good job containing themselves as we went back in at halftime and regrouped a little bit, and thought our kids came back out. We were still focused, you know, made a couple of adjustments at halftime offensively and defensively, and just continued to play, and that's what it's all about.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at five convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show here at the Jukebox Junction. I want to go into this just a little bit, and then we'll start talking a little bit about getting ready for the rest of the season. Obviously, there's a lot of big things going on there, a lot for us to look forward to. I want to get you two things. First, I want to get your views on the way you felt like the game, and you go wherever you want to go with this, or don't go there at all. It's your show, and I'm going to take care of you, but how you felt about the way things went in terms of the officiating. Then I want to talk a little about any injuries or anything that might have occurred there last night that you may have some concerns about?
You know, we'll talk about the officiating first. I felt like overall the officiating, and you want to be able to say this at the end of every game, the officiating did not cause us to lose the ball game. And I think that's the first thing that needs to be said. I think there were some things that went against us that, you know, as a coach and going back and watching film, I don't know should have went against us, but at the end of the game, did it cost us a game? Absolutely not.
Right.
You know, we did everything we needed to do to get a win.
Right.
So that's not something that, you know, that I'm certainly going to point a finger on by any means.
Right.
You know, you're talking about injuries. You know, Cody Mashburn got hurt last night with the shoulder. You know, they went and checked him.
And I missed that, Coach. Yeah. Tell me about that. I didn't
see it. Don't even know when it happened. I mean, at what point it happened as far as in a play. It came off. He was, you know, complaining of a shoulder. They checked him out. They went ahead and took him on and got an x-ray. There was nothing broke. He is going to have a probably get an MRI this week. I expect him to be out this week, at least for this game. I know being a senior, his big game, obviously, is making sure he tries to get back for the Tuscola game.
Right.
So we'll keep him out and try to get him healed up so we can get him back for that game. And, you know, we want him to be able to experience that if he can. But, you know, overall, as far as, you know, the intangibles outside of what coaches and the players are on the field, no, I thought everything – you know, certainly didn't go in our favor, you know, in some cases, but, you know, did it cost us a game? No. You know, it did. We thought our kids played well, put ourselves in a position to win a ball game, and that's all you can ask for.
A little bit broader question here that I've, you know, Daddy and I talk about this quite a bit with you and with your coaching staff. I think that, you know, for yourself, you have played football at the highest level on the planet, and both in terms of, you know, the college level, at the NFL level as well. And then a lot of your coaches have played at that higher level too. And I think when you go and you look in other areas, there's just not that real level of experience. Tell me about how much the relatability is between the things that you experienced at the college level, the NFL level, and your guys, it's on your coaching staff, experience at the college level can translate into good football for your kids that maybe they wouldn't have an opportunity to hear those kinds of things. Are there things that you experienced and saw that you wouldn't have had the opportunity to experience and see otherwise that can make things better for our program?
I think the biggest asset, you know, when you're talking about situations like that, are you didn't see our coaches go crazy in the last 5 minutes. You know, we didn't go haywire. And I think as you look at our team, there wasn't a panic. You know, our kids never got panicked. And that comes down from the top. You know, that comes down from your coaches. How are they handling themselves on the sideline?
Right.
Is it frantic? Is everybody, you know, up in arms and got to get this play in quick? I thought our coaches did a good job. We were very calm, got our kids together, even
sure.
on the timeouts, even on the one right before we kicked, you know, the field goal right there at the end. You know, you try to take some of the pressure
sure.
off of everybody. And,
sure.
You know, obviously we went over making sure you block and tied down and talked to Cody Lamb's got to be a good snap.
Right.
We got to get a good hold. Merm, just relax.
Yeah.
You know, just relax. Make us a good kick. You know, you go through all of those things. And like I said, I'm somebody who likes to go back and my coaches make fun of me sometimes. And I like to reflect back on what took place, what we could have changed to have helped our team out and made it better. And I don't know that we would have changed anything.
Yeah.
I know some people may question, well, why were you still in the gun with McKinley, you know, down on the 5-yard line? We had the ball in our players' hands. We wanted it in.
And he had been moving the football with that formation in that drive.
In that drive, and Dylan was doing a great job blocking. We were close enough. We felt like even if we didn't get in, we were going to be set up nicely for the field goal. Would not change it. You know, we talked about it on the headset, coach, do we get in our eye set? And I said, no. I said, McKinley's fine. We're not worried about a fumble right here.
Right,
it's protecting
exactly.
the ball. Like I said, it was everything happened just like we wanted it to. Worked down to the 2 seconds, waited, held, and called the timeout, and got everything set. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't the ones celebrating on the field.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Can you believe it? Hometown Hardware celebrates their first anniversary this Saturday from 10 until 2 with fun and games, refreshments, and door prizes. Join in. Plus, October doorbuster sale items like medallion paint from Valspar. Hometown Hardware now makes Sidewinder mill keys and key fobs. And you can lay away larger items for the holidays. All at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Open 7 days a week.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live, Brett Chappell Show here on this Saturday morning. When you look at, and you said this to me last week, you and I were standing out by the stadium there after the show. You mentioned this last week that you had some concerns and you guys were going to think about right now the trap nature of that West Henderson game sandwiched in between Franklin and Tuscola. Guys have got to, you know, everybody's got to, you know, regroup emotionally right here and take care of business against a team that you should beat next week, but you got to beat them. And that's something that I know you guys have already been thinking about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talked about it after the game. I certainly didn't want to take away from our game last night and how hard the kids played. And, you know, we discussed that last night with the team that, you know, come Monday, you know, win or lose, you got to put those games behind you regardless. There was just so much emotion last night, and I knew it was going to be like that. I know I talked to you earlier in the year about the scheduling.
Right.
Me not realizing how it set up this early part of the conference scheduling, how high you are, you know, as far as your big games and stuff. And, you know, obviously we've got to be able to do that. Got a big game with West that we've got to win. They are a 3A team.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
One thing about last night, Franklin's a 2A team,
right.
So we're still looking for that. You know, number one seed
right.
in the 3A, so we've still got that ahead of us. And we've got to take care of business. You know, we're at home. You got homecoming. A lot of people going to be there. You know, kids are going to have to play well, all of those things. But you're right. It sets up for that kind of trap game because they're sitting there without a win. And it's going to be easy for our kids to say, oh, we can roll into this one and win. But, you know, we haven't had to face that with our kids. I don't feel like we're going to have to face it next week. I got a good read on our kids last night after we, got back to the house, got back to the field house up there, and the kids were upbeat, and, they had rested all the way home, and I feel like we'll come in and we'll be able to take care of it. I mentioned to Dwayne, he was sitting here, I said, what about losing on the ball game, talking about last night and Thursday on a field goal? JV game was 3-0 in overtime.
We've lost two football games by 4 points in two nights.
So, it's been, needless to say, it's been a little bit stressful on the
sure.
coaches and going through all of that. But, we will get through this, and we're going to meet this morning and go ahead and get started on West and move on from this. And hopefully there's some things that, we feel like we can learn from it. We'll go back and make some adjustments on some things and go from there.
Real quick, just a couple things just to finish up, I guess. I wanted to ask about the playoffs format because I know it's changed, and I haven't had a chance to study that. We're still talking about two divisions within the 3A in our region, 16 teams to seed. Is that what it would look like?
It is, and we were looking at it the other night, and I don't know how much people have taken the opportunity to look this early in the year already. I think in the top 10 in the 3As, and we figured about who was little 3A last year, and obviously South Iredale's moved up just like we have, so they'll be little again. I think in the top 10 in the 3A in state, in our region alone, there are three top 10 teams.
Yeah.
So 1-3 or 1-4 are going to be some very good football teams in our region. Certainly, we're not looking ahead to the playoffs
sure,
by no
sure,
means,
sure.
but you keep up with those things as they go through. So we're going to play. Hopefully, we get in the playoffs and we get the home game that we're fighting for. We're going to play some pretty good teams early. That was the one thing that I saw as I was at East when we went from the 2A to 3A.
Exactly.
Is those first round games weren't as maybe easy as what we had seen when we were in the 2A section. Your tough games are going to be the same. You're still going to have your Shelbys and your
exactly.
South Points and things like that. We just saw the early round games were much tougher, in that small 3A, and it's kind of stacking up to look like that again this year.
We certainly look forward to getting to that point, and it's coming soon. It goes by fast, as you say. There's no doubt about it. Chuck and I will be with you 6:30 p.m. next Friday night from the stadium with the pregame show. 7:30 is kickoff. We'll be right here again at 8 o'clock at the Jukebox Junction for the Brett Chappell Show next Saturday morning. For Frank Bird, for head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.